Do you want a little help?
Don't worry about me. Fighting that little beast made me start thinking about the animals I left behind on the island, and so I let my guard down. Now to fight like I mean it.
All right.
It's over 9,000!
Baby girls, what's going on? It's your boy SKIP.88 here from Blurred Over, bringing you another awesome interview of Being the Blurred. We thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in to your favorite Blurred personality host. And we have a very special guest in the building. She is cracking up because all the jokes I told her, because the jokes was very hilarious. Maybe I tell someone during the interview. She's still laughing right now. But everybody, we have a very awesome sister here. She is from Nashville, and she called herself Mutant Glue. That is very interesting. I can't wait to see how that name came about. So, ma'am, it's all on you. Introduce yourself. Let the good people know who you are.
What's up, y'all? I am Mutant Glue. I am a cosplayer raider from Tennessee. I'm an hour south of Nashville. Close, but not quite. I have my very own group called the Community Coalition, where we're trying to gather all cosplayers from our local. Y'all actually have a good time at conventions and whatnot, and I'm also sponsored for Sovereign Commons, a black-owned company out of Colorado.
Okay, there it is, everybody. I'm sorry, she's an hour away from Nashville. I thought she was in Nashville. You know, she's still in Tennessee in my eye. So
I'm only an hour away. You can say I'm in Nashville, but not quite.
Not quite. Okay. Well, she's there, but not there. You know, almost there from Princess Anna Fall. Gotta know that song. Anyway, but thank you for coming on. I appreciate you for doing this. And this has been an interview long overdue. It has been a lot of stuff been going on in our personal lives. So we finally came and making this interview happen for y'all. So thank you for your patience. I really do appreciate it.
But of course.
Say what?
I'm a cosplayer. I have all kinds of patience.
That is true. So, the first question that I always ask the people that I'm interviewing, everybody loves me to ask this question, so I do not want to fail them. So, I'm going to ask you the same question. But yet, what do you want me to call you during out the whole duration of this interview? Would it be Mutant, Glue Mutant, Glue, MG?
No. Just call me MG,
because
if you call me just Mutant,
it sounds before. Gotcha. So, I'm going to call her Mutant Glue. All right, MG for short. Abbreviation, MG. All right, so MG, what makes you a Blurred?
Ooh, Lord. My love of everything nostalgic that I grew up with. And, of course, my love of video games, board games of all kinds. I'm a musical nerd, even though I know nothing about music. I just, the whole aspect of being a Blurred, I mean, just all of that wrapped into one, I just didn't actually find my calling until a few years ago.
Okay. All right. I like that answer. It was very subtle, but it was so powerful. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. So that's one of them Oprah answers. Oh, powerful, but
that
subtle.
Oprah.
But my follow-up question is going to be to that. How do you feel and what do you think of the word and term Blurred?
Oh, I love it. I love that we have something that we can call our own, even though do is try to take it. You can't take it if you're not. You can't. But I love the fact that we have this call our own, because everything else gets snatched from us. So, you know.
That is true. But, you know, since you say everything gets snatched from us, which is true, but what makes this different from everything else that Black people have made in your eye?
I would have to say it's something unique. Because, okay, let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
We're going back to cookout thing. This is not your normal everyday cookout.
True.
Okay. This is a cookout where everybody gets together, yes, but it's nerd infested. You got Demon Slayer over here. You got Naruto over here. You got Attack on Titan behind me. You got Soul Eater in the corner. You got everything that is not normal for Black folks at this cookout. Mm. And that's what makes it great. Because it's unique. It's not going to be like anything else you've ever experienced.
Okay. I like that. That was powerful. That was a Dr. Phil answer. I like that. I like it. So... okay, so I'm basically, you're an anime fan because you just named Demon Slayer, Naruto, Attack on Titan, Soul Eater. Did I miss anything else? Was that it? So those. So basically, you just named your top five. That was your four. So what is one more? So
what I named was mainstream plus one favorite.
Ah, okay. So without naming your mainstream favorites, what are your favorite anime of all time?
Without naming mainstream?
Do you want to name mainstream? Because you just named some mainstream, some heavy hitters.
But those are not my favorite. In fact, I can't really watch Naruto. I tried. I can't watch it. Demon Slayer got ruined for me.
Damn.
I love the characters, and I love the art style and the anime itself. It just got ruined for me. That's a personal thing.
Okay.
And Attack on Titan, I could never follow. Soul Eater is one of my top favorites. Fairy Tale is favorite.
Okay.
Sailor Moon is definitely a favorite. Inuyasha is definitely a favorite. Yu Yu Hakusho. And if I can throw one more in there.
Okay, I'm going six.
Cowboy Bebop.
Who?
Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. Okay. Ooh, you went back. Now, Yu Yu Hakusho and Cowboy Bebop and Sailor Moon. So that's like the... those like the OGs in an anime game right there. So
that's Toonami right there.
Man, what? Straight Toonami. Sailor Moon. And that was the time, you know, I was kind of like, I'm watching this show about these, you know, these Girl Scouts. Because I thought the whole time it was Girl Scouts selling cookies, but it was totally not the case. But I enjoyed it. The transformation took long as hell. But, you know, I enjoyed it.
They got to be extra. They're magic girls. They have to be extra. It's in the contract.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Who do you think has the longer transformation? Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, or Power Rangers?
Oh, Sailor Moon. Hands down. You could probably make an omelet in the time that Sailor Moon is done transforming.
That is true.
Now, if it comes to, like, powers and things like that, Dragon Ball Z takes the cake because it takes two episodes to do for power. So.
Three, technically, you know.
Three. You have still.
Because, you know, when Goku became Super Saiyan for the first time, that at least took at least like four episodes. I was like, bro, is this motherfucker ever going to transform?
You could literally have four course meals in the time it takes to him. So, one energy flash. Just one.
Okay, and what about Power Rangers? Because, you know, sometimes that was kind of like, bro, okay, I'm just trying to throw hands.
I'm going to be real. Okay. I only fought the original. Okay. That was Trini and Aisha. Those are the ones that I remember. And I don't remember them being that one.
Okay, understood. You know, they just got their little morpho and went. It's morphing time, but now you got these new Power Rangers.
That was it. Done just like that.
Yeah, but these new Power Rangers, though, they all over. They doing some of everything. I say, bro, y'all.
I will say this. They all took that.
Okay. I could see that. Now, speaking of Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball, now, this has been an ongoing debate. I want to hear your side and your standpoint on this. Can Sailor Moon beat Son Goku?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
This woman literally takes powers from five other scouts, including the Outer Senshi scouts, and uses that one thing to take over everybody. Just take it all out. In one episode, though, or two, Goku, however, literally does all this by himself. Mm-hmm. And still can't get it.
Mm. Okay, so basically you said that Sailor Moon can give Goku the hands.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't mad at that. I just like to hear that opinion because this has been an ongoing debate. And another ongoing debate is Superman versus Goku. Who do you got?
Superman can be taken out by a rock.
Kryptonite, but you know who really...
It is a green glowing rock.
But think about this though.
I have a certain disdain for Superman. Like I said, he can be taken out by a green glowing rock. So Goku really ain't got to push his flick a rock at him.
That is true, but still though, who has kryptonite on hand besides Lex Luthor, Batman, and anybody else?
I mean, you're right. If that's the aspect of it.
Ooh, she got that thank you face going on.
It's the whole, it takes him too long to power up things. Superman is stupid. So as much as I don't want to say about Superman. I don't like saying that. I don't, because I can't stand Superman. But
okay. Okay, all right. We asked some of these heaven questions, but everybody, welcome to this awesome interview. I have MG in the building, and if you don't know what MG stands for, I'm pretty sure that you'll see in the comments or the people that's listening, it stands for glue and an X-Man. So put that together. I know I reversed it. You know, it's a, you know how you signed a job application, you put your last name first and your first name last. It was kind of like that deal.
I have a friend who has come up with different variations of my name, so it's fine.
Hey, you know, speaking of heroes and anime like that, we know that everything has a beginning, correct? Everything has a beginning story, it has an origin. So, can you give us the origin story of the name Mutant Glue?
You're going to be very disappointed. Somebody else actually gave me that name. It all started when I did a photo walk with the Photo Bros in Nashville. Photo Bros, David Atkins, Shadow Creative Entertainment, Photo Jonas, Hope. And after I got the photos back, I was played. And speaking of HTV, he's in it. What's up, man? I got the photos back. I'm like, oh, these are great. Should I actually do cosplay group videos? Like, yeah, there's a whole thing for it. Like, really? Okay, I did. So, with that being said, I was talking to him, and I said, okay, well, then I need to cosplay. All right, bet. And then I get back to you. I'm like, all right, cool. A few hours later, he's like, all right, glue. I'm like, Mutant Glue. He's like, yeah. He's like, you cosplay Gambit, Storm, a few others, right? Yeah. Okay, cosplayers use glue, right? Yeah. Mutant Glue. That's it. It's been my name ever since.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I love that story. I felt it right in here. So everybody, thank you. But I like that, though. I like that. And you know what? Speaking of the name Mutant and Glue, but anyway, I just had to put that together because it makes sense. But if you really could be a mutant, what mutant would you be? Would you be good? Would you be evil? Would you be for the people, against the people? What would be your powers? And how would you get your mutant powers?
You would ask. I love the fact that Storm is not only a mutant, she is a goddess. If I could actually have something like that, that would be incredible.
You want to control the weather?
That's not the power that I want. I'm just saying that's how
you want
to. She is. That's how I would want it to actually happen to me.
Okay.
Time manipulation.
Okay. CPT time, because we always be late. I feel you. Okay. Every day would be black people time. Nobody showing up early.
You get.
I feel you on that. Whew, boy, I swear, I love my black people. We do stuff our way. So
exactly.
Let me ask you this. So how did you? What was your first thought, or what was your first impression when you found a whole community of middling people that look like me and you, that love the same stuff that you love, that it was a whole community out here? How did you come across
it? I'm not even going to lie to you. It was an initial shock, because most of my life I was told, that's white people stuff. What you doing that? Mm-hmm. Why are you into this? That's not what black folks do. And then I found this whole world of blurs, and I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all do this too? Okay, bet. I found my clothes. I found my people. So it's been a struggle.
And you know what? And everybody that I interview always say that, you know, it has been a struggle, because like what you said, people think what we're doing is like for white people. This is not what black people do. This is not how we carry ourselves. Of course, the world wants me and you to carry ourselves like, oh, Mutant Glue, she a single mother with five kids. Skip is out here hoeing himself to every woman in the world. You know, she's an artist, she's a singer, he's a basketball player. But when something like this, when we take a step out the norm and do something different, that's when the world noticed, like, okay, these black people are kind of different. Like, how did this happen?
Yep. And to be real, some of my family still think like that. Because anytime I get any kind of opportunity, mm-hmm. it's always, where are black folks at?
Yeah.
Like, really? Can I just enjoy what I'm doing without you asking? When black folks said all the time, I just, can I be me for me?
But in today's world, you can't be yourself. You know, it's not the norm to do that. You know, because by us having this conversation right now, this is kind of outnorm. Like, two black people on here talking about nerd related things. And they having a good time having a conversation. Nobody cussing nobody. We not cussing each other out. We not downgrading each other or nothing. So why is it so hard for other people to be themselves? You know, and not live what they want to be. You know, not live for themselves, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think I can actually give a direct answer to that, considering the fact that everybody has their own agenda.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
So, for me, it was just because I was getting ridiculed, not by just my peers, but my family.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live with your family, you tend to do things to where you have your own white people. And as of recently, I've just kind of broken out of that, and I've created my own and let that be it. So now it's not more along the lines of, why are you doing stuff like this? It's more along the lines of, well, are you getting paid for it? Well, so in these years, does that mean that are they paying for it? Things like that.
Okay. And of course, and we know as black people, we know everything got to come with a price with us. We can't do nothing at the counter. Sorry, I always got to be a price. So with that being said, by what you do, but what I do, do you honestly think we need to put price on everything? Do you think, like me interviewing you, do you think I need to charge you or you need to charge me just to have an interview?
Yes and no.
Okay.
And let me explain why I think that. Because as a creative myself that has her own business, none of this stuff is free. As much as you want to think it's free, none of this stuff is free. Your time is not free. The energy is not free. You actually do this stuff. The supplies are not free to do this stuff either. So it would be nice to get paid do things like this on a regular.
Right.
But here comes the no part.
Okay.
Since everything is not free and everything has a price, it's nice to do things that don't really have a price as far as monetary value goes.
Okay.
It's the price that it holds is your reputation, class, I guess you could say. It pretty much puts the actual cosplayer in a different light, and it puts their career on the line, which is the price you pay.
Okay.
And in your case, since you were the one who's interviewing me, this turns out to be a bad interview, because you're both goofy. That's your career on the line, the price that you have to pay.
Right.
So it's really a double-edged sword.
I can respect that. I can understand the yes, I can understand the no. But, you know, what about the time where people that's like, they go like overboard with it? It's like, oh, well, for, you know, I'm going to charge you $300 an hour just to interview me.
Those are the ones that better have their own, they better have their own fabric line. They better have their own comic book line. They better have their own clothing line. They literally better have everything they need in order and are just doing this just because they want it. So they feel, since that's the power, I'm just going to go ahead and overcharge everybody. It's those kind of people.
Okay.
Now, again, flipping the script, if you are passionate about what you do and you use those funds to fund other people, say, hey, you know, do you mind me doing this on your podcast so maybe I can get back to my own community? That's something completely different. But in the whole run of things, like I said, it's more along the lines of the ones that have their own clothing lines, this, that, and other, that are too bougie and too good to speak to common folks, I guess you could say.
Right.
And when I say common, I mean the smaller community under them.
Okay. I hear that. I like that answer. Whew. That was powerful. You deserve this button. That was that Captain America answer right there, you know. It put some fire up under you. It's like, I feel that.
Listen, I can be very diplomatic when I have to be, but usually when I'm like that, everything I say is the truth. So,
and you got to be like that, because you got to be real with people. And speaking of being real, let's go back for a minute. You know, what actually got you into the nerd community? Was it a video game, comic book, a card game, a certain toy? What was that one thing that kind of sparked your interest in the nerd community?
Definitely video games. I grew up, I was very fortunate.
Okay.
And I got to get the Game Boy when it first came out. I got to get the Sega Genesis when it first came out.
Well, man, you said you got the Game Boy? You got the
brick.
You got the brick.
Yeah. I still have the gray brick. I still have my gray brick. I got to watch my brother play Tekken on PS1. I got to experience that stuff. So it was mainly video games and board games that got me into it. But I stopped when it came to high school because of peer pressure. Mm. And then I got into it when I got to college.
And then, so, did you say board games?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious. What was a board game that you loved as a kid? Don't say Shoots and Ladders. Okay.
As a kid, there was two. There was Monopoly, of course. All bad.
Pause. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
Bruh.
Did you say Monopoly? Who in the...
Let me explain my reason.
Please explain it.
Listen, because when you have a family, it's crazy.
Okay.
And foolish, and once you get into the characters that they're portraying,
okay,
for Monopoly, it makes it a lot more fun. So, say it's me and my two brothers are playing. Well, my brother over here is my boss for this company.
Okay.
My brother over here is my boss for this company. And I'm a spy trying to get both of them. So if you make it fun, it's not that bad.
See, with me and my family, we fight.
That was another thing. Because
you look at...
We didn't do things traditionally either. So Uno was not a part of the family, but later on it was.
Okay.
What was a part of my family was, again, Monopoly and Risk. So it was Monopoly, Risk, and Ball Back.
But you, like, out of all the interviews I did, you are the first person to actually say board games spark your interest in the nerd community. Because, you know, people tell me it's been video games, it's been a toy, it's been a comic book. But that's my first time hearing a board game. And out of all board games in the goddamn world, we got Monopoly.
I mean, I'm going to put Monopoly second, but Mall Madness.
Mall Madness?
Mall Madness.
Oh.
Does it? They actually remade it, and I actually bought it, so I do have it. But it's literally where you're shopping around. You have to get a certain amount of items. And if I remember correctly, you have to get a certain amount of items and then leave the mall with all those items.
Okay. See, for me, I was a hungry hippo type of kid. I was smashing shit. That's like, I can't say that because that's going to sound so wrong. Fuck it, I'm going to go. But, you know, you had to get all the balls inside the mouth. Pause. But you get the
well,
game.
Well, you know, I get it.
So, let me ask you this. Thank you, Nelson. But,
Wait. My friend says Monopoly and Risk. That explains the thing. What you mean that explains the thing, friend?
Uh-oh. Truth coming out now.
What you mean by that?
She's saying, dang, I never, like, who are you? I never knew you. Well, y'all finna have a conversation after this. Like, girl, you like Monopoly and Risk? Mm. Mm, mm, mm.
He told me. He knows how I am.
But, now, let me ask you this, because can you name me all the Monopoly pieces of it? Because I know it was a car. Wasn't one a cup or something?
Okay. Don't laugh at me, but I had three different versions of the game.
Okay.
One was the original. One was like a golden plated edition.
Okay.
And then one was then and now, I think is what it's called. So they all had different pieces, but the original. So there was a dog, there was a boat, there was a hat, there was a shoe.
Dog, hat. Say it again. Dog, hat.
Dog, hat.
Was it a boat?
Boat. There was a man and a horse.
Polo, okay.
There was a symbol.
What the fuck is a thimble?
What am I forgetting? No, I said the dog. I'm forgetting something.
Bag of money? Was bag of money?
No, I didn't have a bag of money.
I'm pretty sure, no, that's... she may be, because I remember one time, bag of money was a piece of it. Or I'm thinking about something else.
I don't remember a bag of money. I remember the symbol because I always played with the symbol whenever nobody else used piece. So I always played with the symbol. I remember that.
Can anybody?
And then in the There was a golden plated edition where it had a train.
She got big money. Okay.
And then and now it's got, I think it's one of the pieces of the dinosaur, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, there was a wheel. There was a boat wheel.
Oh, the, I forgot about that. Yeah. The,
yeah. What you, yeah. There was one of the.
It's not an anchor. What do you call it? I'm going to say a boat wheel. But can anybody tell me what the hell is a thimble? What was that?
A thimble is what you use when you're sewing so you don't actually prick your finger or prick your pinky. It's really made for your pinky because it's small enough to fit on your pinky. But it's supposed to be for your thumb, I guess, too. I don't know. It depends on the size of the thimble. But it's supposed to protect your fingers from getting pricked whenever you're sewing.
MG, you are, you are such a weeb. I never knew that. Thank you for educating me on that. I never knew that.
Bruh.
He was a star. The more you know, thing. There you go.
I'm going to give you this because you put me on some. You put me on. You put me on. That is wild. Okay, so. Moving along. And speaking of, you know, watching your brothers and everybody play Tekken. On PlayStation 1, which was some of the best graphics of our time, even though if you play it now, shit was low key trash. But at that particular time, you saw Tekken, and you saw them 2D. No, it wasn't even 2D. You saw that 1D animation, and you saw them fireworks every time you hit it. You thought that was the best thing in the world.
Sure did.
So, fighting games. What were your favorite fighting games besides Tekken?
It was literally Tekken. We played nothing but Tekken. I remember, this is me aging myself, okay? I remember going to the store to get one of those gamer books.
Okay.
Just so I could get the codes for Tekken so I could unlock Roger.
I was the same kangaroo. I was the same way, yes.
And I would beat everybody with Michelle, and then they got rid of Michelle. Place with her daughter, which I still don't like. That's besides the point. But yeah, Tekken, it was Tekken, and then Street Fighter, and then after that, it was Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
And then you fit in Marvel vs. Capcom. You fit in,
of course.
Oh, there was another one that I used to play. Killer Instinct. There was another one.
Oh, shit.
But I went to play Killer Instinct when it was an arcade cabinet.
Oh, Killer Instinct. I thought I was the only one who remembered the Killer Instinct was. I can't name. Oh God, I can't think of one character from that. I remember it, but I cannot name one character. Killer Instinct.
One of them was a raptor. I remember correctly.
A raptor?
A raptor. Like a dinosaur raptor. I think. I remember distinctly a dinosaur raptor.
Didn't they have a guy on Killer Instinct that had like some sharp blades on his hand?
Yoshimitsu? I thought Yoshimitsu was Soul Calibur.
Uh-uh. It was a guy. What am I thinking about? It was a guy on there. I remember. I think he was purple. And he had like some, he had like blades coming out of here. He was kind of like Baraka, but he was the Hallmark version.
Oh, I remember who you're talking about, but I don't remember the name.
So am I tripping or is this another game?
No, you're right. I remember that because I thought, why are they taking him from Mortal Kombat? But no, it was, yeah, he was in Killer Instinct.
He was a robot. He was a robot. I remember he was a robot.
Raptor the Raptor. That's it right there.
And you know, I think Killer Instinct during that time and Street Fighter, those were the only games, and Tekken, but those was the only games that did not have fatalities. Mortal Kombat, when Mortal Kombat came out, oh, they was killing you left and right. You were seeing blood and guts.
Name me
another game that caused so much controversy when it came out. It wasn't, well, after, when Mortal Kombat, then you came, it was some more stuff that came after. especially it was Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
After Mortal Kombat, I would have to say it was
GTA.
And then after GTA came out, any other games you play now, it's kind of like, bro, I played Grand Theft Auto, so you ain't showing me nothing new.
Right, right. See, people forget about the computer games, though, too, because there was blood for the computer games. There was Doom. There were things like that. See, my brother played Doom, and there was a... We used to get those monthly magazines, computer game magazines, mm-hmm. that had those demos in them. And there was a game called Blood where you were fighting a vampire. And that was gory. That was a what? But yet they weren't playing by Mortal Kombat. I mean, literally, when you killed an enemy, you saw their guts go everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And this is in, like, I was in 90s computer graphics.
So you know the graphics was terrible, but you could ask, like, yeah, these are guts, right? Yeah, that's guts. These are
guts. They were pink, red, and yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, FMS Cheesy, he got a question for you. Want me to ask it to you?
What's that?
S Cheesy, he asked, how long have you been cosplaying, and which is your favorite?
Oh, that's always fun to answer. I've been cosplaying officially. Professionally, since 2017. I've been actually doing this since 2015. I didn't run cosplaying or had a name until 2017. As far as my favorite, I have favorites. So that's Dr. Facilier, that's Carmen Sandiego, that's Storm. More recently, Dr. Stein from Soul Eater. He's becoming a very big favorite of mine. I now have Candela from Poe, Ash Ketchum. I have things sprinkled everywhere. So, I can't forget Aphrodisia.
Okay.
Or Daisy.
Okay, because I know you, I can't think of the name, but I know you was a Pokemon trader when you came to Comic-Con. What was their character's name?
That was Candela.
Okay. But yeah, she's cute. If y'all didn't see her picture, me and her took a picture together. I was fangirling. It's like, oh my God, I'm taking a picture with Mutant Glue. Oh my God, somebody help me.
Yes. You were not fangirling.
I was. I kept it on the inside.
You were. I remember that day. You were not fangirling.
Okay. What was I doing?
If you were, I didn't see it.
Because I hid it in. You know, I can't show, I'm a man. I can't show my emotions.
It was internal. Oh. And I'm a fan, I can't show my emotions. We'll move in next time.
Yeah, it was on the inside.
All right. I can't really argue with you there.
So speaking of Comic-Con, how did you enjoy it? Was that your first time coming to Birmingham, to Comic-Con?
That was my first time going.
Okay.
I want to apply to be a guest next year because it looks like a lot of fun.
It really is.
I enjoyed myself. I mean, I just went for a day, but I still enjoyed myself. Like, I'm applying.
Okay, please do that, because we would love to have, you know, Blurred Over like to treat you, hang out with us in Birmingham, show you the sights, you know, the city and everything. Certain parts we won't take you to because, you know, I love Jesus, but I ain't trying to see him tonight. So, yeah, we're going to keep you safe.
I feel that.
Oh, man. So let's say, you know, you started your cosplay journey in 2017, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. From then to now, what would you tell your younger self from 2017 for what you know now at this moment?
Don't downplay yourself. And you should embrace your inner nerd sooner.
Okay. I feel that. Yeah. So, as you can see, you know, us being on social web, you know, and we see a lot of brothers and sisters that does awesome cosplay. They get attacked from raisin pickers. That's what I'm gonna call them. Mm-hmm. Hint, y'all know raisin pickers. And you know, they say stuff out the way, like, you know, I've never seen a black Ash Ketchum. Oh, this is a hood mermaid, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, try to degrade us. when you see stuff like that on their black cosplayers, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, I think two sides to everything, so I have two answers.
Okay.
On this side, it's more like, oh, you just mad because you can't do better. And on the other side, it's like, so you're okay with going in panic, get darker for a character, but you're not okay with us who actually have the magic and do things differently. You're not okay with that. You're not okay with seeing someone who is black be portraying Link or Zelda. You're not okay with that. Why? But yet you're going to go with Tank skin to become, oh, I don't know, Vega from Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go and do that. Or some people, I've been seeing this. I stopped following this person for this very reason. Mm. She was cosplaying Carmen Sandiego. She was darkening her skin. I said, why are you doing that? Why don't you use that? Why? And she's like, oh, well, Carmen has a tan. I'm like, and that doesn't mean you need one. Well, I just wanted to portray the character. And I'm like, that's not what you're doing. Is you're using a skin tone. Mm. Like a costume, because unlike you, I can't go wash my skin off to change the color. Yeah. You can, I can't. I don't see the big deal, and I unfollowed and blocked ever since.
And you know, coming from a cosplayer like yourself, a great cosplayer, is it very important to get every detail right of the character you cosplay?
No.
Let me ask that question again. Is it very important to get every detail packed to the character you're cosplaying?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you hear that, people?
Do I need to put the right emphasis on the right syllables? Because I can. You want me to put it in Spanish? Because I can. No, that is not important. Anybody who says that is important is a elitist. They need to go back and get the same.
Because, you know, so many people that I've seen that I met, they've been so caught up, like, you know, I have to get everything right with this cosplay from head to toe.
There's a difference between judging somebody because they don't get it right,
mm-hmm,
or get it perfect, and somebody wanting to actually go through that to get it perfect for them.
Right.
Now, as long as they don't change the skin tone, that's okay. If you want to spend all your time and effort trying to actually get it perfection, to, you know, blow people's minds, that's fine. But if you are doing that because somebody said, oh, well, that's not accurate, well, then that's stupid for you believing them. That's stupid on them because they don't have any imagination. They can only see what's on paper. They can't see.
Mm. Okay. Because, you know, in this, because people, like, I have seen it so much, people, like, you know, they'll go crazy if they can't get every detail packed. And I say, bro, cosplay the way you want to cosplay. It's how you see the character. It's how you relate to that character. You know, make it your own. Because there's a million cosplays of the same character, but you got to make yours distinct. How are you going to make it different? Yes, you're going to cosplay as Carmen Sandiego. We know she got the big hat, the red coat with the yellow scarf and red pumps. Okay, cool. We saw that cosplay. Do something different. You know, get like a red baseball cap, red vest, some pumps, some Jordans.
Make her incognito. And you can add a story with that. Oh, she's incognito.
Exactly.
Like, okay. Storm. I have several different versions of Storm. I've turned Storm into a pirate. But that was actually comic. She's actually been on a comic with Emma Frost as a pirate. I've turned Storm into a vampire. That's actually another comic where she got bit by Dracula. I've turned Storm into a variant of Loki. I took Storm to Wakanda for vacation. I have the movie version of Storm. I have the 90s X-Men generation cartoon teacher version of Storm. And then I have a regular casual Storm that I saw a picture of her that has Black Heroes Matter.
Mm.
I have different versions of Storm because that's how my brain works. Oh, what if Storm did this? What if Storm did that? Like, right now, what if Storm were a Disney character? Technically speaking, she is.
Technically, she is a Disney character.
I see that. That's going to a different realm. Okay. But that's the point. Same with, like, Poison Ivy. I have this version of Poison Ivy itself. I'm getting ready to turn her into a Heather. If you remember the movie The Heathers in the 80s?
Yes.
With the three girls that then, of course, turned into a musical. I'm turning Poison Ivy into a Heather. Turn the Gotham Sirens into Heather.
That's lit. I like that.
Yeah, I do have Venom Storm. Venom Storm came from a pop idea, though. They have the Venomized collection of Storms. They had the Venomized collection of Marvel characters. Storm is one of them. And she's literally Venomized Storm.
That's crazy. I did that too. A Venom. Let's imagine a Venom Storm. You know how crazy the weather would be? It's just like Alabama.
I got it right here.
Okay, let's see.
It's right here. I have two of these, actually. And...
Oh, wow. That is lit.
If you look in the back, they have different Venomized characters.
That is lit. I like that. That green and everything is awesome.
Marvel has a whole line of Venomized characters.
That's lit.
They use for comics. So.
You know, and speaking of that, you know, so let's dive into Marvel and DC. Are you a Marvel or DC?
Marvel. I'm more Marvel than DC.
Okay. So, the reason I say about DC, because I'm actually reading and catching up on Middle Dark Knights. That's basically different variants of Batman. Have you ever heard of that or seen that?
Not that one, no.
Oh, you know, have you ever seen the Batman That Laughs?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you mean that Batman with the spikes around the eyes, big? Okay.
Yeah. Those are variants of Batman. You got the Batman Who Laughs. That's basically when he killed Joker. You got Red Death. That's when he kills Flash.
Right.
You got Daybreaker. That's when he kills Green Lantern. It's these different variants of Batman, but the most baddest one of them all is the Batman Who Laughs. So. Mm-hmm. Because seeing that Storm in the Venom form kind of brought light, bro. I like how they doing different variants of these heroes because you never thought of seeing anything like that.
Right. And like I said, they're taking a lot of the comics, the what ifs from the comics, and now they're bringing them to life. Like I said, Bloodstorm is one. Nobody knew the blood that Storm got bit by Dracula and turned into Bloodstorm.
That's lit. I'm pretty sure you cosplayed that already, correct?
Oh, yeah. The one that you used for my little promo picture, one of the glasses, that was it.
Okay.
That was Bloodstorm.
That's lit. So let me ask you this. So where do you get your ideas from? Is it what you see? Is it something that you remember as a kid or something somebody tell you? How do you come up with your ideas for your cosplay?
It's me thinking way too much. it is social media, it is things that I've seen long ago in pictures, it is pop, it's peer pressure, it's a lot of things. And yeah, Maj, I did Venomized Storm art. Mm. That wig was torturous to make, but I did.
Okay. So you're a Marvel fan. So let's dive into this. For the people who haven't seen this movie, spoiler alert, the new Ant-Man and our boy, Kang the Conqueror. Your thoughts, go.
I was blessed enough to get an advanced screening to Ant-Man in Quantumania. Kang made that movie. Kang made that movie. Listen, I'm not really that big of an Ant-Man fan, but Kang just took over and just, oh, you mean Kang's movie. That's That's how I see it now. Oh, you mean King's movie? That. I did an interview with, I can't remember their name, but they got like all the major screenings or whatever, and I was dressed as Black Widow. And my initial reaction when they asked me, well, what did you think, was literally, wow. The number of people that said, oh my God, her statement was fake, was alarming. Hmm. The number of people that said that everybody's answers were fake was alarming. I'm like, that's because y'all weren't there. Y'all didn't experience what we experienced for the first time. Seeing it before y'all did. Mm-hmm. That was our initial reaction. Like, I have no other words to describe it, because for me, there was too much family time. That's what threw me off. Too much family time in the middle of giant, fighting something giant. You don't do family matters. Like I said, Kang made the movie. But if I had to choose a better word, charming, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. That's all I got.
Okay. I feel that. But like you said, I agree. Kane made that whole movie. And now...
Yes, that was Kane movie.
I ain't gonna lie. Now, the ending brought back so many memories. So I saw that. It's like, bro, do you know how fucking crazy this finna be?
Ooh, I know. I'm ready though.
And then,
I'm ready.
And then I saw my favorite Kane is Ramatut.
Ooh.
That's my favorite Kane. And then now he's finna be in the series of Moon Knight. I said, bro, that Kane's finna go crazy. Then you,
yes, I feel like that.
And then, I can't wait for that. So let me tell you, who's your favorite Kane?
No, you nailed it. Like, that is my favorite Kane.
And then you got the other variant, the Bloodthirst Kane.
I don't think I could see that one.
I'm just saying, but I'm telling the people, imagine Joker and Lex Luthor had a baby. The Bloodthirst Kane.
I don't like that you're right about that.
That motherfucker is actually that. Y'all thought Kane's before this was. Wait till the Bloodthirst Kane come. That motherfucker is a legit psycho.
Yeah, I don't like that you're right about that. Mm-mm.
It's scary, but we know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Which Moon Knight is definitely another cocktail. The whole thing.
Now Moon Knight is done perfectly. I love it. They went with the comic. They add like, hey, this is the comic book right here. We can go straight out of this. We ain't changing nothing. We might tweak that's a few things, but nothing major. This is it.
Yeah, I loved it.
But when I first read Moon Knight, though, it kind of confused me a little bit, because I was like, so. Is he bipolar? Does he have like three people living inside him? And it kind of...
If I could put a name to it, correct me if I'm wrong, he probably has the ID.
Say again. I can hear you.
He probably has the ID. I don't know the actual pronunciation of it or the acronym for it, but I think it's just me thinking.
Okay.
Because of things that I've seen from other people that I know, or things that I've seen online, I think he has DID.
Okay.
Where there is multiple, I guess you could say, personalities in your brain. Dissociative identity disorder. That's it. That's it right there.
Okay. Okay. Whew, that's a big word.
Oh, and she says can't. So yeah, he does have DID.
So how do you feel? Where do you think the Marvel Universe is going now, since, you know, we got the multiverse going on, we got Kang. Where do you see there's going?
I hate saying it like this, but from things that I've seen, that's the path that they're trying to be more inclusive. for everybody for profit.
Well,
go ahead and agree. It's for profit.
That is true, because now we finally finna get to see Deadpool coming into the MCU. And now, like I said, it's finna play off the multiverse, because now he's finna go back in time to save Logan. So now that's finna be a whole nother atmosphere in itself.
Yep. But, I mean, as much as I love seeing it, and as much as it feels great to be included in all this stuff where they're bringing in all the characters from different versions of comic books and things like that, we all know that Disney don't care. I hate saying it like that, but they don't. And it's all for profit.
It's all for money.
They're making money off of it. We're all inclusive. It's great. As long as they're bringing in that green, we're good.
Exactly. But Kenny, look, you're right. I'm with you on that.
Kenny, I want to see X-Men 2. You don't realize how bad I want to see X-Men. Listen, Storm needs her own spinoff yesterday.
Well, hold up. Before you say that, my boy, he needs his own spinoff, Gambit.
I agree with that, too. I'm going to go ahead and put myself out there. I'm a Gambit. I'm not even lie about that. I said it. I don't even care. Gambit, yes, definitely needs his own movie, but Storm needs hers first.
Okay. I can see that. I agree. So Storm and Gambit, those two.
Wayne has had his time to shine. Don't nobody care about Cyclops.
You pussy.
So Storm needs hers first, then Gambit.
Because, man, I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can disagree with me if y'all want to. Gambit is the most smoothest mutant in X-Men that I ever seen in my life. I don't care what nobody say. Then he from New Orleans. Then he got that swag and talk. Come on now. Name me somebody better.
Listen. Gambit is everything. Okay. I love me some Gambit. I even cosplay Gambit. But still, that's the bad part. I love Gambit and I love Rogue too, but I love Gambit more.
I don't know. It's just something about how Gambit carried himself. It's kind of like, dude, I don't know if I could be any, if I could have any X-Men power or be any X-Men, I would be Gambit all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Storm coming to Wakanda would start a whole different storyline.
I absolutely would love to see Storm come. That will be, but don't get me wrong.
Granted, we're going to get it eventually, but that would be a whole different storm, a whole different universe.
Yeah, there'd be a whole, like Loki, there'd be a different variant of Storm, because now, what to call it, my boy, he's the king of Wakanda now. So.
Yep.
You know, and speaking of that, how did you feel when you saw, like, the Black Panther, and, you know, we didn't see Storm in it, but, you know, he got with the other woman, and they had a child? That kind of, like, damn, that kind of threw everything off now, didn't it?
I mean, if they're going with comics, that's not too far off. If they're trying to appease the, I wouldn't say diehard comic fans, the fans who know a little something here or there, is not too far off. Because if you also were in a different universe, the child in the Storm had a child.
Mm-hmm. And they was mutants.
Yep. So, just depends on how you look at it, I guess.
You know what? I might get
different strokes, different folks.
I might get in trouble when I say this, but I gotta say it. You know, to me, honestly, seeing Black Panther, I love it. The history, the storytelling, but honestly, I hate the passing of Chadwick Boseman because he was the perfect T'Challa. But I feel as though he should have been, you know, the Black Panther should have been recasted with somebody else.
I mean, eventually, it's going to have to happen because universes are a thing. People seem to forget universes are a thing, so there are different versions of Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a universe for Shuri. has taken the throne.
Right.
So she is the Black Panther. There are versions where there are multiple different Black Panthers. Different men have taken the throne for Black. They're going to have to get used to that. Granted, you're right. He was the perfect Black Panther, but you can't, in this particular arc, where they're trying to put Shuri on the throne, you can't have him there saying, I'm still the King of Wakanda, because then she could take the throne. She didn't want to take the throne anyway, but she took it anyway. She had to. So, I wouldn't have minded seeing him recasted. I would not have minded that at all. Then again, I like how they did it.
I like how they did. I like how they did him a proper, beautiful send-off. I liked it. Because somebody made, I think it was a comedian, who was Cat Williams, he actually made a good point. It was funny how he said it, because he said, you know, Superman, you know, the actor who played Superman, he fell off a horse and broke his back. But guess what? There still was another Superman. So why do they still have a Superman, but we have to change our characters?
That part.
I was like, it was funny, but I was like, damn, that dude made sense. I was like, huh, he got
a point.
Look at Batman. I have not seen a black Batman yet. All the Batmans I be seeing been white.
There is one. And there is one.
There is one.
But see, what they're going to turn around and say is, because you know what I'm thinking about this, but they're going to turn around and say, but you don't see a white Black Panther. You know that's what they're thinking.
Yep, that's.
You know that's what they're thinking.
You know it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen sooner or later. You're not lying. It's gonna happen sooner or later. Let's say later than sooner.
Black Panther, you're missing the whole point of Black Panther. After. The closest thing you got was Bucky Barnes.
The white.
You're not happy with that.
And they call him what? The White Tiger, the White something. So
White Tiger.
Yeah. And my thing is though, like, bro. Do you not know the history of Black Panther? His origins, his origins came from Africa.
You know, there's a difference between white folks and white people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. White folks cool with, chill with them. They're fine. It's white people that we got to worry about.
Yeah, you can't say the N word. Mm-hmm, but yeah.
Oh, it's white wolf. I'm sorry, it's white wolf. The white people. Are the ones that are, well, we need to be included in everything, so therefore we need to capitalize off of this, and there needs to be a white Black Panther. No, that's not how that works.
But you know, that's gonna be the argument, though. That is gonna be the argument. Because you know how we got this blurred movie. They say, why y'all got your own movie? Y'all didn't want to be with us. Like, y'all don't even accept this in y'all own space, so we had to go make our space in the space. As always,
they
as
hit
usual.
They hit it when we go and say, okay, you're not going to make room for us, so we're going to go and make our own room. Well, we want to be a part of it. Why? You want to space.
Right. That's your fault, Becky, with the good
exactly.
hair. Well, sis, I got some good news to tell you. We have made it to the hour mark of this awesome interview. So, now it's time to have some real fun. So, I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for the question?
Okay. I'm ready for the question. What you got?
MG, would you
mm-hmm.
like to play a game?
See, I don't like how you said that. This is not soft, okay? But what kind of game you got?
Do you want to play?
I just said, what kind of game do you got?
All
right. See, I'm like, oh, see, that's that right there. Nah, look.
So.
And then he gonna change his lighting.
So, here's the games I play. I'm gonna give you three options to pick from. I have five, okay. But we break it down to three. So, game number one is called Questions. Now, in questions, I will ask you four simple questions. If you cannot answer the questions, you have to say the magic anime word, which is...
Nani?
Nani, to activate your lifeline. Now, once your lifeline is activated, the 11 people who is watching this live right now can help you answer the question. But if they answer the question before you can answer it, and before you say use your lifeline, you would get this sound.
You lose.
So y'all and MG will be, you know, throwing hands. I'm just going to sit back and watch and say, I told you not to do it, but, you know, y'all don't listen to me. So anyway, I explained the rules, so I'm safe. So that is questions. Game number two is the same concept as questions, but instead it is called Riddle Me This. Same concept, four riddles, three lifelines. Now I need to activate your lifeline. And the last game, game number three, it is called Name That Tune. Now, in Name That Tune, I could play any theme song, any music in the nerd community. It could come from video games, a TV show, a movie, anything. It could come from anywhere. It's up to you to guess the name of that tune. But in this, you got five categories. And when we get to category number three, that's when things become very, very interesting. Now, in this, you could have three lifelines, and I could play the song for you as many times as you like. So, MG, what game would you like to play?
I'm going to go where I think I have the most options. I'm going to go to Name That Tune. Now, I'm probably shooting myself in the foot here, but
so you're going to Name That Tune. So Name That Tune. Okay, she's going to go with Name That Tune. Let me go ahead and pull up my good old YouTube, and we're going to play some good music. So, are you sure you want to play this?
Yeah, because I think I have the better chances with that than I do with anything else.
Okay, then. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get everything set up. Y'all stay tuned, and we're going to get started.
I'm ready.
All right, we are back with Name That Tune. So, MG, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
So, people in the comments that is watching, you cannot answer the questions. Until she says Nani, that's when you can answer. If you answer before she does, she's going to get this good old...
You lose.
Y'all better not.
And I'm going to just sit back.
I'm going to figure out which one it is. Come here.
And I'm going to just sit back and watch it happen. I was like, told you not to do it. But let me go and get the first one up, and we can get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Mutant Glue MG. Name this tune.
Oh, that's Idai.
Okay, all right. We off to a good start. Okay.
If I get that wrong, I will literally have Max Group come and find me and copy Max back in the day. So,
if you would have got that wrong, it's like, yeah, go ahead and give me a black card right now. That's give it to me. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
All right. Here we go. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, name this tune.
I could kind of sing the songs I can do. It's a chic mock, you're go out in town. Like I'm could sing your mighty can I. Everybody fighting now.
The look on your face. Priceless.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna play it again for you.
過去から全然存在だけど、いつしか目標に変わっていた。ライバルも屈伸やないといけない。 Everybody fighting now、oh, yeah.
何
Nani. Okay, so you're going to the people, the 11 people that are watching right now. People in the comments, name the tone I just played for MG. If you need me to play it again for y'all, I would have played it again for y'all.
Yeah, because I'm...
I'm going to give y'all a clue. It's an anime.
I knew that much. I knew that.
That was a good clue.
I didn't know what.
That was a good clue. That was a good clue. I deserve this button.
I knew that.
People in the comments, I'm going to play it again for y'all. Listen close.
やっぱり試合は挑戦チャレンジだし、どこまで行っても果てはなし、上には上、俺が最初になりゃいい、果たされそうにない、簡単なわけなんてない、見れば簡単だろう。
I have no idea.
I bet people
answer. I don't think they do either, because they don't really answer.
People watching like, nigga, what is this?
Like, if I'm stuck, Baki,
do you trust that answer?
No, that's the
first
that I thought was
Baki. Are you going to go over that answer? It's on you. Do you trust that person?
Battery low.
Girl, hush.
Thank you.
It's Baki.
I appreciate it.
Baki.
I haven't watched Baki. That's why it's definitely
freaking. All right. Okay. Now it is time to go to category three. And this is when things become very, very difficult.
I don't. You didn't say difficult the last time. You said interesting.
All right.
I see.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We gotta dig deep. Let's go back a bit.
Oh my god, let's go back. Everything is set up so stuck.
All right. Right now. Here you go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Category number three. Name this tune. And she got two lifelines. Here we go. Yeah, if you know that, you're real OG. If you remember that.
Whose eyes can see in them shades reflection? This is it.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Now hear that happen. The spell is broken, and we live again.
Play that again, because it was coming in kind of funny.
Okay.
Thank you.
on here? What's your bad self?
I couldn't hear it all the way. That's why I had to listen. I know this now. It just came in funny, so I couldn't hear it properly.
All right. Are you ready for the last one?
I'm ready for the last
one. Here we go, the last one. I had to get
you caught me because I was about to say Cowboy Bebop. I heard the drums. I'm like, no, that's not right. That's really stupid.
I can see that. I can see that. I can see that. I can see that. Now, everybody, y'all clap it up for, clap it up for, clap it up, clap it up. Now, you got all four right. Now, we can do this. You can go for the bonus, or you can keep it 4-0. Which one you want to go?
No, I'm going for the bonus. I'm on a roll now. Let's go for the bonus.
You want to go for the bonus?
Let's go for the bonus.
Okay. We can go with the bonus.
Now, remember, I'm somewhat of an 80s kid.
Okay.
Like, you know, so I remember quite a bit.
All right, so now in this, there's no lifeline. And also, I have to turn off the comments.
Battery low.
So.
Okay, all right.
Now, I did say it could come from anywhere. Movies, comic books, video games. Whatever, TV shows. So, are you ready for your last one?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go. The bonus tune. Here we go.
Can you repeat that? I think you got me. I don't know. I think you got me.
Two clues.
Sorry.
First clue, it is a franchise.
Okay.
Second clue, mansion.
Magic?
Mansion.
Mansion. Oh. only one mansion I'm thinking of. That's
you know sign language?
I was trying to read what you did, and I didn't even catch the first part. You see, now you're just twins. the only thing that's coming to mind right now is Nick.
Is who?
X-Men. The only thing that you said mansion, you said franchise.
Mm-hmm. Be careful though. There has been many franchises. Only few mansions are in it. This was the first mansion.
Battery low.
Yeah, I'm stumped. I don't know. I'm gonna kick myself probably. But I don't know.
Okay, let me give you one more clue.
Oh, Lord, okay.
Franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Virus.
Did you say virus?
Mm-hmm.
Franchise, mansion, virus. The brain's not braining. I ain't got it. Yeah, no, I'm probably gonna kick myself, which is fine. My brain's not braining. So.
Come on, you a star.
Listen, you're not. My brain, you're not understanding. It's not computing. Okay, I'm gonna kick myself later, but it's not computing.
I mean, you can go outside and look up at the stars, because there's always a nemesis somewhere. You gotta hurry up, because I'm trying to go to a village. Oh my God.
But you threw me off guard. I knew most of the six places of the antique. I knew that part. But you threw me off guard with stars. But then you said village, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Think about it. What's the special unit name in Risen the Evil?
Oh, the Umbrella Corporation.
No. The police. They was called stars.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Well, everybody, y'all clap it up for one more time. I play too much. I know. You got me over here. So, Mutant Blue,
all right.
Thank you for coming on. So, how was it? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you have fun?
I did. I had a good time.
So, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and let you pull up yourself. Let the people know where they can follow you at, what you got working on, what conventions you're going to be at, and it's all on you. Go ahead and pull up yourself.
All right. Well, you can definitely find all of my links in my bio on Instagram. Like I said, I am the founder of two other people of the Chameleon Coalition, which we're trying to get all of the cosplayers together in one area to create a safe space to where you can go to a convention and have fun with other people. Amazing collab network. Make sure you're checking out Cyber Comics. Always rip the Cyber Comics. They're creating the comics you've been missing. It's comics the company created as that is black owned out of Colorado. Like I said, make sure you're checking them out because you're going to be seeing them a lot. The next cons that I'm going to be at will be Nashville Comic Con. I will be at BlurredCon. A new one that I'm doing this year, or two new ones this year, Smoky Mountain Fan Fest and DomCon. DomCon is this a
oh, wow. Okay.
Right? Right? That's it. Also, my birthday's coming up. Y'all was spoiling it a little bit.
Hey, you know, birthday coming up. Thing. Y'all bless the cash app. That's what I'm talking about.
So, all my links are in the bio. Definitely do that.
So, thank you
for coming. You can find me everywhere, just about, except for Twitter. Just that.
All right. Well, before we go, I got two jokes I want to share with everybody. If y'all want to take these jokes, y'all can. You know, I'm giving them away. So, you can use these jokes for icebreakers. Joke number one, and it is red. What's a cat's favorite breakfast?
What is a cat's favorite breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What's a cat's favorite breakfast?
What is a cat's favorite breakfast?
Mouse Krispies.
I hate it already.
Y'all take that with you. All right. Joke number two. What kind of music do balloons hate?
Pop.
There you go. All right. Let me know what. Let's do one more. All right. It's the last one. Like I said, y'all can take these jokes with you. These are good at any parties, icebreakers. Why did the boy eat the candle?
Say that one more time.
Why did the boy eat the candle?
Why did the boy eat the candle?
Yeah, why did the boy eat the candle?
No, I'm asking you, why did he?
His mother told him to have a light snack.
See, I thought it was kind of going with the times because I thought he made it going to be lit. Who knew?
Sis, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. People that are watching this interview, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate you. Come back Sunday, and I'll have another very special guest saying at this time. Baby boys, baby girls, what's going on? It's your boy, SKIP.ADAT from Blurred Over, saying thank you for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Stay tuned. Come back Sunday. We will have another awesome interview. And at this time, WTW, what's the word? Say it with me. UNITY. What does that spell? Unity. And this is how me, Mutant Glue, and these good Christian jokes gonna make it to life together. Y'all take care, be blessed, and I'll see you next time of Being a Blur. Hey, that balloon got me.